Okay, we're in the home stretch now, so I promise, I've just been told that I can't cut into the cocktail time, so I promise that we're not going to do that.
You see, there's two Irish guys up here, right? So
you want me to you want me to be louder than I normally am? There's no way I'm competing with Viva at all, believe you me. Good afternoon. Cliff said that this was going to be the shortest panel, and bearing in mind that we have only actually about, I think, 40 minutes as opposed to the hour that was allotted, yes, it would be. But to be honest, when you're talking about the future of a product such as this, you're actually going to be talking about it in the abstract anyway, and it's all going to be full of ifs and buts. So to be honest, it is pretty much a limited discussion, and pretty much becomes an out-of-body or sort of universe experience. Luckily for us, the panelists here very much got their feet on the ground and are providing, certainly from some of the presentations and the discussions that we've had in preparation for this panel, a lot of food for thought. I'm just going to very quickly introduce all our panelists, and then I'm going to ask them to provide some of their presentations. Steve Holtman is a director of PwC, and in his previous life started off his financial instruments expertise with Deloitte, and has also been with MetLife on the credit derivative side. Professor Chester Spatt was a former chief economist and analyst with the SEC, and is a professor with the Tepper School of Business. To my right, I've got my two partners from Crowell & Mooring. Bill O'Connor is head of our financial services group and is located in our New York office, and is going to be providing some of the commentary that we can hopefully have on the credit derivative side. And to my immediate right, I've got Bill O'Neill, another Bill, who is in our Washington office and who is head of our reinsurance group, and hopefully try and provide some of the commentary on the insurance and reinsurance aspects that we have as far as the CDSs are concerned. So I'm going to kick off with Steve. Do you want to provide some of your comments from an accounting background? And is it all doom and gloom, or can you provide some positiveness for us here?